Welcome, East Coast listeners, to Impact Recap. I'm Travis Bryant. This is the East Coast Audio. I'm going solo tonight as Dre needs his beauty sleep. He's trying to clock some extra OT at his gig, so I'm doing this alone. So Impact Recap for January, yesterday? I think yesterday was the 8th. January 8th, 2009. Let's see, they open Impact with TNA opening. They go right to ringside and open with match number one. Show starts off with Alex Shelley with Saban by his side versus Eric Young in an X-Tournament semifinals. So this match, Saban won, I think, 2 weeks ago and won his match and qualified for the finals. And now Shelley was attempting to qualify as well. This match started off way too hot. The match started where you would think they would be at, like, maybe the 5 or 6 minute mark. Problem is, this match didn't go 5 or 6 minutes. Match was about 4 minutes long, maybe 5 minutes, but it was just so real short, and they just shoved a lot of crap into. You know, just a terribly short match. Just basic stuff, Shelley and Young going back and forth. It's not much you can say about a match like this because it was so short. And literally, when the match, the bell rang, it felt like you were turning the channel onto something in the middle of a match, the way they started out. But again, it was just back and forth, 50-50 type stuff. And in the end, I believe Eric Young hit a top rope elbow. And then maybe there was a near fall. And somehow Young was able to shove Shelley into the ring ropes and shove them into Saban, who was on the apron. And later on, I think he went to do a move on Shelley. Shelley moved out the way. Eric Young's head pokes right out between the middle ropes, and it was just a second off because I guess Saban was a little late with the timing, or maybe Eric Young was took a little long or was there too quick. But double boots to the head. Saban backs right. Young backs right up into Shelley into a sliced bread number two, and Shelley wins in, again, about 4, maybe 5 minutes to advance to the final. So it's going to be both Motor City Machine Guns in the finals at the pay-per-view this Sunday at Genesis to crown the new X Division champion. So that ought to be really good, unless they, you know, give them 6 minutes to go out there. But that'll probably actually open the show. And instead of being a co-main event, which it totally has the potential to be. This will probably open the show, or open Genesis. But they go to Don West and Mike Tenay, and they formally open the show. They go to, they actually just give a show rundown. Showing a couple matches, BG versus Kurt, Kong in action, and one other match they announced. Now, during the match with Shelley and Young, the referee was Shane Sewell. So, Shane Sewell is walking up the ramp after the match, Bashir is walking down the ramp and confronts him. Sewell wants no parts of it. Throws up his hands. He gives the, okay, buddy, I don't want any parts of this motion. And Bashir, you know, proceeds to smack him around, push him, and Sewell goes into his over-the-top, you know, I'm trying to hold back facial and shakes. A little over-the-top, but whatever. Sewell you know, again, Bashir smacks him around. Finally, he can't take it anymore. And matter of fact, no, Bashir actually threw Sewell into the ring. Throws him into the ring and attempts to, and then starts beating him down. Just full on pummeling a guy. And I'm sitting here thinking, this is so stupid that they have to sell that he can't do anything, which is just ridiculous. You're on TV, getting your ass kicked in, and you can't do anything because your job's on the line. Bullshit. So the whole thing's just stupid. But Sewell finally fights back, and he actually gets the big, you know, he does his whole tear his shirt off, pull his ref shirt off gimmick, and, you know, he chops Bashir, punches him, beats him up. Bashir attacks him. He lowers the top rope. Bashir tumbles over the top rope. At this point, Hebner and Cornette came down. Cornette basically came down to get some order. He's hype as usual. He's yelling. He's screaming. Telling Shane to calm down. Shane Sewell to calm down. Bashir's in the background with a big smile, waving goodbye, because the gimmick is that, you know, if Sewell lost his temper and hit a wrestler again, he'd be fired. So Bashir's in the background waving, and things like that.